These people are amongst the greatest quiz players in Britain. Together, they make up the Eggheads, arguably the most formidable quiz team in the country. The question is, can they be beaten? Welcome to Eggheads, the show where a team of five quiz challengers pit their wits against possibly the greatest quiz team in Britain. They are the Eggheads. And look at them. How would we describe ourselves today?
Raring to go.
Raring to go, says Judith. All right. Taking on the awesome might of our quiz Goliath today are the Ace of Trumps. This team of friends are all students at Manchester University and they take their team name from a card game they play, the loser of which has to take on all the household chores. Sounds good, doesn't it? Let's meet them.
Hi, my name's Joe and I'm a music student.
Hi, I'm Omar and I'm a history and politics student.
Hi, my name's Jack and I study economics.
Hi, my name's Matt and I'm a physics student.
I'm Miles and I'm a German and business management student.
Joe, team, welcome. Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
So you are studying all in the same place, in Manchester, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, university student.
Yeah. Right, and then most of you are from London area.
Yeah. Everyone apart from Matt. Everyone.
Yeah. So, Matt, you're from where?
I'm from Macclesfield.
Do they tease you about Macclesfield?
Yes, tease they them do. About yeah, no, they're very proud of being from London.
Oh, are they right?
Keep hold of my heritage.
Good for you. So, if you're the last one in the final, you'll have the last laugh.
Yes, exactly.
Tell us about the game Ace of Trumps, Joe. What is it?
Well, the Ace of Trumps is the best card in a card game called Knockout Whist, and the loser of which we dedicate certain house chores to. So, for example, Miles, who doesn't actually live with us, if he's still playing in the game, he'll still have to do the dirty dishes or whatever.
So it would be dishes, carpets, yeah. Any dusting. Do you go as far as that or not?
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say I probably have.
And today, if the Eggheads lose, what should we get them to do?
Ooh.
There's some loos around the back. We could have clean.
Yeah, the toilets need a good job on.
We'll remember that remark.
All right. We know what we're playing for then. Every day there is £1,000 worth of cash up for grabs for our challengers. However, if they fail to defeat the Eggheads, the prize money rolls over to the next show. Ace of Trumps, the Eggheads have won the last five games. They're doing quite well. So £6,000 is on the table today. Would you like to try and win it?
Yeah.
All right. Definitely. First head-to-head battle is on the subject of politics. So who would like this?
That's Omar.
Omar, on politics, against which Egghead, Omar?
I'll take on Barry.
Right, Omar from Ace of Trumps. I don't think you have politics very often.
I've had it once.
I heard you make a little noise there, which I thought meant I don't have politics very often.
No, well, we do play Egghead Bingo when we try and get all the various subjects in a run. Chosen for, so I'm still waiting for a few.
Okay, anyway, Omar from Ace of Trumps versus Barry from the Eggheads on politics, which has pleased Barry. To ensure there's no conferring, would you please take your positions in the question room? So, Omar, you've been told to do politics.
Yeah, it's what I do at university, so I thought I'd give it a go.
Politics from 19th century or last year or what?
Just sort of political theory, stuff like that.
Well, good luck in this round. You're against Barry. Thank you. Every time you play, Barry, the stripes on your shirt get slightly smaller. Or are you losing weight?
The stripes might get shorter, smaller, other parts of me don't.
It's your choice, Omar, whether you want to go first or second.
I reckon I'll go first. Why not?
Here we go, Omar, your first question. The FBU is a trade union that represents which members of the workforce? Is it firefighters, ballet dancers or undertakers?
I can't imagine there's a union for ballet dancers or undertakers. I reckon I'll go with firefighters. That seems quite logical.
The firefighters it is, yeah. But the undertakers probably do have a union of some... They probably have a guild.
Yeah. Trade association, yeah.
Yeah. OK, Barry, with the narrow stripes. Who was US president when Mikhail Gorbachev was elected General Secretary of the Soviet Union's Communist Party in 1985? Was it Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan or George W. Bush?
1985. Too early for Nixon, too late for Bush. It was Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan is quite right. Do we mean too late for Nixon?
Sorry, I did mean too late. Nixon left in 74. Yes, sorry. You're quite right.
The logic was flawed. The answer was correct. Omar, how old was Lord Wei when he became the youngest member of the House of Lords in 2010? Was he 33? 43 or 63?
I can't imagine 63 would be the youngest member. I also can't really imagine a 33-year-old Lord. I'm going to go down the middle with 43, but I'm not 100% sure.
OK. Omar, I must put you out of your misery. You're wrong with 43. Oh. It's 33. Barry, your question. To which position was Michael Gove moved in David Cameron's July 2014 cabinet reshuffle? Father of the House, Chief Whip or Chancellor of the Exchequer?
Well, he was a very controversial education secretary, but I believe he was moved to the post of Chief Whip.
Chief Whip is correct. So, Barry's in the lead. You need to get this one right, Omar. Which former Conservative cabinet member became chairman of the Intelligence and Security Committee in 2010? Is that Malcolm Rifkin, Michael Heseltine or Norman Fowler?
I don't know. The only one I've really heard of is Heseltine. I'll just go with that because he's the only one I've heard of.
It's not, it's Malcolm Rifkin. Omar, sorry, you've been knocked out there.
Yeah, I just lost to the better man, really.
I'm sorry, it means Barry's knocked you out. Barry will be in the final round, and you won't. Please, both of you, come back and rejoin your teams. As it stands, the Ace of Trumps have lost one brain from the final round, so the eggheads are not yet doing the cleaning, OK? But we've got to get them there by the end of this. The next subject is music. So which Trump would like this?
That's got to be Joe, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll take music.
OK, Joe, team captain. Against which egghead? Can't be Barry.
Do you fancy taking on Chris?
Go for Chris. I'll challenge Chris.
Right, so it is Joe from Ace of Trumps versus Chris from the eggheads on music. And to ensure there's no conferring, would you please take your positions in the question room? Joe, I know you are musical. The saxophone, is it?
Yep, I play sax and piano.
And piano, right, when you've had lessons in them or you've just got a feel for it yourself?
I've been having music lessons since I was quite young, so...
Is the saxophone quite antisocial if you play it in a terraced house?
Yeah, I try not to play it in the house with the other guys because it does wind them up a bit, especially if I'm playing in the morning.
OK, so would you like to go first or second on music?
I'll go second, please.
Here we go, Chris, your first question. In the early years of the 20th century, Victor and Columbia were the names of two of the most important what? Record labels, instrument makers, or brass bands?
Well, they're not brass bands. And I have seen old shellac 78s with Columbia and Victor labels, so they're record labels.
They are indeed record labels. Well done. OK, Joe, here's your first question. The New York Metropolitan Opera is based in which of the city's boroughs? Brooklyn, the Bronx, or Manhattan?
I'm quite fortunate to have gone to a few operas before in my life, but never in America. I wouldn't think it was the Bronx or Brooklyn. I would like to think that, being more arty, it was Manhattan.
That's a very, very good line of thought, because Manhattan is right. Well done. Well done. OK, Chris, according to the lyrics of a song from the musical Cabaret, what makes that clinking, clanking sound? Is it high heels, handcuffs, or money?
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round, etc., etc. It's money.
Brilliant. You're right, Chris. Well done. Money. OK, Joe. Dinah Washington, who was born in 1924, was known as which of the following? Queen of the Blues, First Lady of Rock, or Chairwoman of Country?
Dinah what, sorry?
Dinah Washington. Not Diana, but Dinah.
I'm guessing that isn't country music, then. I'm going to go for the First Lady of Rock.
Chris?
Queen of the Blues.
Queen of the Blues is the answer. So you've fallen behind. Let's see whether Chris can take the round. Which singer's childhood home in Dias, Arkansas, was opened to the public as a museum in 2014? Johnny Cash, Buddy Holly or Roy Orbison?
Well, Buddy Holly came from Lubbock, Texas, so it's not Buddy Holly. Johnny Cash and the Big O have both died recently, so it's spin a coin, Roy Orbison.
Johnny Cash, Chris, is the answer. So he is still ahead, though, Joe. That's the trouble, so you have to get this one right, OK? Who co-wrote Smokey Robinson and the Miracles hit Tears of a Clown with Robinson and producer Hank Cosby? Was it Otis Redding, Stevie Wonder, or Lionel Richie?
I feel like I've played Tears of a Clown. I think I've played the English beat version of that. I'm going to say Lionel Richie.
The answer is Stevie Wonder.
Yeah,
I didn't know that, actually. It's a great song. Well, I'm sorry, Joe. You've been pipped at the post there by Chris on music, maybe because rap didn't come up, which helped Chris a bit. If you both return to us, we'll play the next round. As it stands, the Ace of Trumps have lost two brains from the final round. The Eggheads have not lost any, so they're just getting that swagger now. They're rolling their shoulders a bit. You've got to stop it. The next subject for you is food and drink. Who's doing the cooking?
Do you reckon it's me? Yeah, I'll take it, I'll take it. Yeah, I'll do food and drink.
OK, Miles against Pat or CJ or Judith?
Do you want to take CJ or Pat?
I'll take CJ, yeah.
How do you fancy that, CJ?
It's possibly my least favourite subject.
Oh, least favourite for Kevin as well. Yeah, so good choice. Miles from Ace of Trumps, CJ from the Eggheads, please go to the question room. So, Miles, going back to the card game, the Trumps game, if you lose the game, do you also have to do the cooking?
I have done, actually, yeah. It's particularly annoying for me because I was one of the few that didn't actually live in their house, so I ended up doing chores that I, quite frankly, never needed to do.
You should not ever join that card game. That is
so
the moral.
There's no such thing as beginner's luck, it seems.
Presumably you don't do these card games, CJ, where people have forfeits.
I don't have any friends, so no.
I thought so. I almost didn't ask. Food and drink then, Miles. Would you like to go first or second?
Yeah, I'll go first, please.
Here is your first question. What name is given to the metal rod on which meat is skewered and suspended over a fire or grill, allowing the meat to be rotated? Sprat, spurt or spit?
I can't imagine it's a spurt. That just doesn't make any logical sense to me. I don't think it's a sprat either, so I'm going to say spit.
Yes, on the spit. Well done. CJ, which of these is a term used in wine tasting to mean the various sensations a wine can create in the mouth? Mouthfeel, mouth range, or mouth trap?
Do you know, I've never heard this in my life. I suppose you could make a case for any of them. It's one of those things that you've either heard or you haven't. I'm afraid I have never heard this. I mean, well, this is a teetotaler. No reason I would have done, but... Oh, dear. Mouth trap. Sounds nice as a word, but I can't imagine that's right. And mouth range. Well, you said sensations in the question, didn't you?
Which of these is a term used in wine tasting to mean the various sensations a wine can create in the mouth?
In that case, I'll try mouthfeel.
Mouthfeel is the right answer. Not obvious, I'd not heard of that. Judith, have you heard that word before?
Well, it's the most logical, isn't it?
I suppose it is, yeah. So, Miles, what is the main ingredient of the pasta sauce arrabbiata? Is it aubergines, cheese, or tomatoes?
Well, obviously a lot of Italian sauces, and the main ingredient is tomatoes. I really don't know this. What was the name of the sauce, sorry?
Arrabbiata, which is A-R-R-A-B-B-I-A-T-A.
OK. I don't think it's aubergines, so I'm split between cheese and tomatoes. I'll say cheese.
Team, tomatoes. What do you reckon?
Yeah, it's
tomatoes, Miles. You might have got out of the cooking with that one, though. CJ, in South Asian cuisine, what are chaat, C-H-A-A-T? Savory snacks, yogurt drinks, or meringue nests?
So we're landing ones that I've got no idea about today, aren't we? Well, I'd be surprised if there were meringue nests for South Asian. This is an absolute blind guess. We will go for yogurt drinks.
I think Barry knows, Barry.
Savory snacks.
Savory snacks, CJ. So, your level. Miles, get this. You can see CJ's having a bit of a... What's the word? A brain
awful
funk?
Awful time.
An awful time. He's having one. So get this right, you might just tip him over the edge. Which of these is fermented to make the Vietnamese sauce Nuoc Mam? Is it onion, fish or plum?
OK. I don't think it's onions. So it's I'm more inclined to say plum, but I'm not entirely sure. I'll say plum.
Okay, you're brilliant at ruling out the first wrong one, and then, unfortunately, you've again gone for the other wrong one. I'm really sorry. Plum, it is not. Fish is the answer. But still 1 point each, so there's hope for you, Miles. CJ, get this right, you are in the final. Which meat is traditionally used to make the Korean dish bulgogi? Chicken, beef, shark?
You'll be shocked to know I've got no idea.
It's spelt B-U-L-G-O-G-I.
I've absolutely no logic to go on this, but as soon as you spelt it, I thought it was fish, so I'll try it, shark.
No, you will kick yourself, because it is B.
B-U-L.
I know, that surely can't just mean bull. Mm. But bulgogi is beef. There we are, neck and neck. On food and drink, we go to sudden death. And it gets a bit harder, Mars, because I don't give you alternatives, OK?
Yeah.
Here's your first question. The tuba astivum and the tuba uncinatum are examples of which type of fungus that can be found in Britain?
I have absolutely no idea. I don't even know the names of any fungus myself, so I'm just trying to think of anything at the moment. I have no idea. I may have to even pass. I do not know the names of any fungus at all. Yeah, I'm going to have to pass on that.
All right, it's truffle.
Oh.
Specialised fungus type. CJ, this for the round. Which type of acid makes up roughly 5% of a lemon?
I'll have to go for the obvious one and try citric acid.
Citric acid is correct. Well done, CJ. You've taken the round. Food and drink. Sorry, Miles. The egghead won. A storming food and drink performance from CJ. And if you come back to us, we'll play the next round. OK, Ace of Trumps have lost 3 brains from the final round now. Any change of tactic here?
What do we need really, to do?
It depends on what comes up, really.
Yeah, it depends a lot on the subject.
Yeah, you can still win from this position, don't worry.
Yeah.
And often the eggheads will get overconfident and then they'll start arguing and all kinds of things can happen. It's arts and books, which I'm thinking is good now for students. It's Matt or Jack, isn't it?
You couldn't have picked the worst one.
It's because the people that were meant to take that have already gone.
So it's between you
three. It's
gone.
No, I don't know.
So we've got, an economics student and a physics student?
Yeah.
That's good.
Plus, I think you're more likely to win this one.
Who should we save for the final?
Do you know what I mean?
No, I think
we should still save Jack.
I think we should save Jack. I think we send Bam up there.
I agree.
Yeah, we send Matt.
All right, Matt's going.
Yeah, Matt's going up.
Okay,
so we're saving Jack and Matt is going up. Physics student on arts and books. This is desperate measures, guys. And you're going to be against which egghead?
Here's it, Pat.
I think Pat's Pat. Quite good.
You reckon?
Right, fine.
Not Pat, definitely.
Pat? Yeah.
I think we'll go with Pat.
Right, so Matt from Ace of Trumps versus Pat from the Eggheads on Arts and Books. Please take your leave of us. So you are the Macclesfield man.
Yep, that's right.
And how is London doing at the moment?
Well, they're getting quite hard to live with now, but I'm just about managing.
Yeah, but in this game, I mean.
They're not doing brilliantly, so hopefully I'll be able to turn it around for them. But it wasn't exactly the topic I was hoping for, so.
But if Macclesfield wins on arts and books, that would be a big step for them.
Yeah, it would be a big step, so fingers crossed.
OK, good luck. Would you like to go first or second?
I'll go first, please.
Here we go, arts and books, first question. What is the meaning of the stage direction exeunt? Is it everyone starts singing, characters leave the stage, or a sword fight occurs?
Well, I don't particularly know the saying, but I'm just going to use the fact that exeunt sounds sort of a bit like X is out to say that characters leave the stage.
Characters leave the stage is quite right. Well done. Pat, your question. 2013 was the 50th anniversary of the publication of which of these novels? Sylvia Plath's The Bell Jar, George Orwell's 1984, or Bram Stoker's Dracula?
2013. So if it's the 50th, we're looking for a book published in 63. I think 1984 was published in 1949. And Bram Stoker was a Victorian, I think. So I'm not sure the exact date of Dracula, but I would imagine it's the late 1800s. So I think it's Sylvia Plath's The Bell Jar.
The Bell Jar is correct. Well done. Back to you. Matt, which of these writers was born in 1871 and died in Paris in 1922? Was it Marcel Proust, Jean-Paul Sartre, or Victor Hugo?
Right. Well, again, I'm not the none of them stands out to me at all. So I think I'm just going to have a punt at it, and I will go for Victor Hugo.
Can we work our way to whether this is right or not?
It's not right.
No,
it's
it must be Proust.
It's Proust.
And how do we know that?
Because he died in 1922.
Because the others were earlier?
Yeah, Sartre was a lot later.
Sartre was later. All right, Marcel Proust is the answer. Matt? Pat, here is your next question. What colour is the wall behind Whistler's mother in his famous 1871 painting of her? A great question. Is it pink, blue or grey?
Well, I've seen the picture. Don't look at the wall with any great focus. But the general impression of the entire thing is fairly subdued. It might even be the painting that's referred to as Study in Grey and Black, one of his famous portraits as an alternate title. It's certainly not pink. I don't even think it's blue. I think she's against a fairly dull grey background.
Grey is the right answer. Well done. That's good. Of course, that was in the Mr. Bean film, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't he wreck that painting by accident?
He did, yes.
OK, I just thought I'd give you a bit of high culture. So, here we are. 2 points to the Eggheads, 1 point to you, Matt. You need to get this one right, OK? Otherwise, we're going to have a lone finalist on your side. Vivian Maier, the subject of a 2014 documentary, worked as a nanny while also being prolific in which field? Poetry, painting or photography?
Right, well, I think, like a broken record, I don't particularly know the answer to this one, so I'm going to... I'll have to have a quick think about that. I'll go for poetry.
No, it's photography, I'm afraid. So you've been knocked out, Matt.
OK.
And Pat is in the final. If you both come back to us, rejoin your teams, we will play that final round. So, a little bit awkward, maybe, but not impossible. Not impossible. This is what we have been playing towards. It is time for the final round, which, as always, is general knowledge. I'm afraid those of you who lost your head-to-heads won't be allowed to take part in this round. So all on this side, I'm afraid. Joe, Omar, Matt and Miles from the Ace of Trumps, would you please leave the studio? OK, Jack, well, I'm sorry about this situation where they're all sat behind you, but if you win, you definitely won't have to do the cleaning of the flat for at least 5 years.
Definitely.
I'm sure. So you're playing to win Ace of Trumps, £6,000. Pat, CJ, Barry, Chris, Judith, you're playing for something that money can't buy, which is the Egghead's reputation. As usual, I will ask each team 3 questions in turn. This time, they're all general knowledge. You are allowed to confer. I'm sorry that doesn't help you. So, Jack, the question is... can your one brain defeat the Eggheads 5? And you're studying?
Economics.
Economics. OK, well, let's hope for an economics-inclined question. You can just tell me whether you want to go first or second.
I'd like to go first, please.
Your team are looking on expectantly. Good luck. What is the name of the character played by Jane Horrocks in the sitcom Absolutely Fabulous? Is it Bubble, Balloon or Ball?
OK, I haven't actually watched... Absolutely Fabulous. I'm assuming she co-stars with Joanna Lumley, but I'm not sure about any of it. I think I'll go for Bubble.
Bubble is your answer, and it is right. Well done. OK, Eggheads, your question. What was the Worldwide Fund for Nature known as before it changed its name in 1986? Was it the World Animal Fund, the World Creature Fund, or the World Wildlife Fund?
The Wildlife Fund.
Yeah. World Wildlife Fund, Judith.
OK. World Wildlife Fund. It's like Chinese
whispers. It is. It's gone all the way down the road. Lucky you didn't say a different answer. World Wildlife Fund is correct. OK, back to our economist, Jack, playing for the whole team here. They're all looking nervous. £6,000 we're playing for. Used to slow a fast-moving aircraft, a drogue is a type of what? Flap, wheel brake or parachute?
OK, I have seen that some fast-moving aircraft do use parachutes to slow themselves down. I'm not entirely sure, but on that logic, I'll go for parachute.
Parachute is the right answer. Well done. This is good. In fact, it's very good. Eggheads, who choreographed the dance numbers in the 1933 film musical 42nd Street? Frankie Manning, Busby Berkeley, or Fred Astaire?
Busby Berkeley.
You've been champing at the bit to say it.
Well, I know, I was picking up what they were saying. Chinese whispers again.
Busby Berkeley is the correct answer. I was feeling that they might get it wrong there. I just thought, something was going wrong. Okay, your third question. If you get all three right, they will be grateful to you at the back, and then you can just sit and watch. The Italian town of Fabriano is renowned for the production of what since medieval times? Leather, paper, or tiles?
Fabio, nothing springs out at me straight away, but I'm sure I read an article last year saying that a lot of Italian towns from medieval times used to deal with textiles and things. I don't think it's paper for some reason. I'm torn between tiles and leather. I'm going to go for leather.
Let's see if the eggheads know this.
I think it might be tiles.
Tiles, says Barry. You were torn between tiles and leather, which sounds, may I say, extremely painful. The correct answer is actually paper.
Oh.
Okay. Paper. Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't have gone for that.
Right, if you get this right, you've won the contest. If you get it wrong, we go to sudden death. Which acronym refers to the precursor of today's internet that was developed in the late 60s for the US Defense Department? Is it ARPANET, SuperNet, or PlexNet?
ARPANET.
You sure?
100%.
Mm-hmm. Barry's 100% sure it's ARPANET.
ARPANET, you think? You don't look as if you're completely sure of that, Judith.
Well, I've never heard of it.
That's probably why. If you got this right, the contest is over. If you got it wrong, we go to sudden death. The correct answer is ARPANET. So we say congratulations, eggheads, you have won. Well, truth to tell, it's very hard on your own there, Jack, with no one to talk about it with.
Yeah, true.
It's lonely. And do you know ARPANET back there, guys?
No.
Very honest. So commiserations to the Ace of Trumps. The eggheads have done what comes naturally to them. Their winning streak continues. I'm afraid it means you won't be going home with the £6,000, so we take the money, roll it over to our next show. Eggheads, congratulations. Who will beat you? There you are, all five of you as well. Let's see what happens next time, shall we? Join us then to see if a new team of challengers have the brains to defeat the eggheads. £7,000 says they don't. Till then... goodbye.